And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in beautiful southeast Grand Rapids, 2600 Patterson Southeast. We are at Schmoe's Brewery. If you have a chance to get down here today, we are having their 7th anniversary. It's a great time, man. We're having 7 courses of bacon. I just finished a Bone Crusher Stout, which was had a bacon swizzle stick. I'm going to tell you, if you've never had a bite of bacon with a mouthful of beer, you're going to want to try it. It's pretty amazing. Place is filling up. We're doing breakfast down here. I'm Jop. With me today is Brett Makita, Barbecue Bob's, down doing some family Christmas. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, and you know what? I see how smart the Michigan Tech grads are. I've heard about it. I heard they love their beer, but I never put it together until I saw this crowd come in. And, Chaz, you said something earlier. You love the hockey moms. You love the hockey dads. Why not, for Michigan Tech guys, have your brewery right next to an ice rink? That's beautiful. I see you guys working.
It was like divine providence.
It's all good. Chaz, tell us a little bit about what's going on down here.
Well, we've... celebrating our 7th anniversary, and we were drinking about it one night and saying, what should we do? And somebody says, well, we should eat, and then they said bacon, and then they said bacon, and then we said bacon. We said, why not do 7 bacon dishes for breakfast for $7? And so we open up early this morning at 9 a.m. We're going to be serving until about 1 o'clock, and, oh, man, bacon.
That's right. You can't go wrong. We've got
Chef Dewey's going to be bringing some stuff. He's in here with Adam from Two Chives Catering, and they're going to be bringing us out some more samples, guys. Because
I tell you what,
be ready for this one, Brad.
All right. Yeah, we've got some bacon and gravy and biscuits. We got maple. Yeah, listen, no better. Slow down on those bone crushers.
How many beers have you had?
Yeah, right. Just a half of one. But maple bacon pancakes, cinnamon swirl, Canadian bacon sliders. Here they come right here. Pretty cool.
Right,
but anyway, let's jet out to Lowell right now and talk to the friend of the show, Chef Colin Jacobs at the Flat River Grill. Colin, you out there?
Yes, sir.
Colin, you out there?
Yeah, you got me.
Oh, I can hardly hear you.
Maybe Brian, if we can turn him up a little bit back on your end.
How about it, Colin? You out there?
Yeah, is that a little better?
Yeah, okay, now we can hear you. How you doing out at the Flat River Grill today?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, we're great. We're celebrating bacon down here. What do you got cooking out there at the Flat River?
A little bit of everything right now. We're focusing on winter and winter vegetables and things of that nature. Right now, we've got a great pork dish on the menu. It's a pork porterhouse. It's a 12-ounce. It's going with a nice braised cabbage. It's nice and sweet with some orange and apple, topped with a dried fruit compote.
You know, the reason I wanted to get Chef Colin on the line here with us is that if you don't have time to grill in your own backyard, this is one of the restaurants in West Michigan that specializes in grilled meats. And if you just heard that ingredients in that, doesn't that just sound mouthwatering, Brett?
Oh, it's awesome. And you know what, Colin, you come with rave reviews because a good friend of mine is Noel Dean and his family, head coach of Lowell, who you probably know very well. Mm-hmm. And he speaks highly of, I know he's been to your place. I haven't gotten out there, so I want to get out there with my wife for the holidays. And I'm already salivating over just that first dish that he laid out, Jop.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun out here. Jim and I, we love just grilling anything. I mean, we've got an incredible grill in the kitchen. It's wood-fired, runs directly on a hardwood, you know. I mean, you take a regular burger and throw it on that thing, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah, it makes all the difference in the world. There again, here's one of my proponents. He's cooking on hardwood charcoal or the hardwood itself because you hear it from a chef right here. It makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It absolutely does. Well, hey, Colin, we just wanted to shout out to you. You're one of our favorite places. Bob and I are both Lowellites, and I wanted to give you a little shout out. You've always been a great supporter of the show, and we want to give thanks where the people that have helped us out throughout the year, and you're one of them.
Okay.
Hey, Colin, before we let you go, because we got a lot of people Christmas shopping, it is the holiday season, what are your hours, too, and what is the recommended dish if I'm coming out for the first time to see you guys?
Recommended dish would have to be the brisket. That seems to be the number one in the restaurant. On the weekend, it could be our prime rib. We do make a pretty mean prime rib. Our hours for the holidays are Monday through Thursday, 11:30 to 10:00. Friday and Saturday, 11:30 to 11:00, and then Sunday, 11:30 to 9:00.
Well, great, Colin. Thanks so much. We appreciate all you do for us, and keep that grill smoking.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right. Well, that was Chef Colin Jacobs from the Flat River Grill. If you've not been out there, it's downtown Lowell, right on Main Street. The restaurant sits right on the east side of the river. You can't miss it. There's a big heated patio out there. It's kind of cool. You can sit outside year-round, and they got an enclosed heated patio.
I was going to ask you, because I haven't been through Lowell lately. That's right near kind of where the showboat sits, right?
Yeah, you look at the showboat off their patio. Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep, it's parked right out in front of their place. So, Flat River Grill, part of the Gilmore Collection, great restaurant. If you're out doing your shopping on that side of town, get out there and check them out. Great lunch items, too. Brett, I wanted to touch base back on these kebabs.
Yes.
That you were talking about, because a lot of people that we talk to have a challenge cooking kebabs, and it's back to making sure that there's the same density and the same type of items on the kebab. You know, people, you see them on the TV, you see them in magazines where they're these beautiful kebabs where the vegetables are mixed with the meat, and it's such a pretty, that's more of a presentation than a practical cooking technique.
Right.
Because some things like peppers and onions, they'll take about as long as cook as you want. But you start mixing tomatoes and softer vegetables in there, they break down before the meat gets cooked. Those vegetables are overcooked. So the tip that I have for you is look at the, if you've got a big thick chunk of chicken and a big thick chunk of beef, you want chicken well done, right? You don't want any pink in your chicken, but you want your beef maybe medium rare, depending on how you like it.
Right.
Right. Those will cook well on a skewer together, because the chicken's going to get completely done, and the beef is a little more dense. It's going to cook a little slower. But those are okay. But when you start mixing, like, squashes and tomatoes
right.
and things on that kebab with that meat, it's going to take the meat a lot longer to cook than those vegetables. So here's the tip. Put your vegetables on a separate skewer. Put your meat on one. Cook them at different times, but just make sure they're all done. Time it out. And, you know, sometimes people serve them on a skewer. Most of the time it looks like a mixed grill on a plate, right? You take it off the skewer and serve it on a plate.
How about this job? We know that pizza comes in all different varieties. You got the pineapple now. It seems like they're always pretty and new toppings. What would you recommend from the Grilling Guy's perspective? Maybe something that people haven't thought of or tried that's great to throw on a kebab.
On a kebab? You know what? Fish is the...
Really? People,
yeah. If you can get a big chunk of salmon... All right, you want to,
nice.
or a mako, or mahi-mahi, rather, something that's a little bit steakier, a little bit thicker, that won't fall, because think about it, when you do a kebab, you're going to turn it, right? You got to pick it off the grill,
yep.
rotate it, and set it back down on the grill. You want something that's not so flaky, that's a little bit more like a steak, so it holds together, okay? So whatever you...
Don't forget about that tuna, man.
What's that?
Seared tuna.
Oh, yeah. Another great
one. There's heaven on a stick right there.
Yeah, heaven on a stick. Man, I picked up two of them today. That's fantastic.
Not how it looks, how it cooks, and you got heaven on a stick.
Right. Okay, we will be using those in 2012. These are two new catchphrases that are going to happen. But if you're just tuning in, we are the Grilling Guys. We're out at Schmoe's Brewery, 2600 Patterson Southeast. There's a party going on here. It's their 7th anniversary, and they're doing 7 courses of bacon on their 7th anniversary. For $7. They just dropped on us some biscuits and bacon gravy. That's heaven on a fork. But anyway, there's a lot going on down here. If you're out shopping, come by and see us. The place is filling up. There's 40, 50 people here now. But coming up next, Chaz is going to break down a couple holiday beers for us and what you might pair those with. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I never was cool with James Dean, but I be hanging tough with my man Jim. shrimp. So ask no questions and I tell no lies. I got big old pupils and bloodshot eyes.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.